Ever since first grade, we were all taught that Avram was the first person to recognize Hashem. We were taught that he is the undisputed founder of monotheism. And according to the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, our Moras were not wrong. Avram was, in fact, the first to recognize Hashem. The problem is, asks Rabbi Yonason Eibschitz, what about Noach? Does it not say, as Halakim Hisalech Noach, wasn't Noach the first to be on Hashem's team? It seems like Noach was robbed of the first to recognize Hashem award. Why is that? So Rabbi Yerucham Oshin explains that there are two levels of recognition of Hashem. The first level is to go out into the world and see Hashem everywhere, to look outside and get to the unequivocal conclusion that there must be a God who created and maintains this world. But there's another level. The second level is to recognize Hashem out in the world and be so inspired and so blown away and so filled with awe that one feels the need to spread this recognition to others. To see the Creator and internalize it so deeply to the point where it pains you to see others miss Him. This, says Rabbi Yerucham, was the fundamental difference between Noach and Avram. Avram saw Hashem and ran to spread the news to all. He hosted and teaching and nurturing. Noach saw Hashem but did nothing. He saw the power of the Creator but shared it with no one. In the second parak of Masechtas Idyos, it says that the Mishpat, the judgment of the Dor HaMabul, was for 12 months. So Reb David Soloveitchik asks, how exactly does this agree with the psukim, which say very clearly that the rain only fell for 40 days? Was the world judged for 40 days or for 12 months? He answers by saying that the Mishnah is not referring to the judgment of the world, which in fact took place for 40 days. The Mishnah is referring to the judgment of Noach. The entirety of the 12 months that Noach was in the Teva, he was being punished. Why? Because he should have spread the light. Because he should have been mekarev of his neighbors. Because he should have been so overflowing with love of Hashem and his glory that he should have begged his friends to abandon their foolish ways and come see the truth. Not doing so warranted his 12-month punishment. The Aushich adds something fascinating. He asks, why did Hashem choose to save Noach specifically with a teva? Why not allow him some sort of oasis of normalcy? Why not place him on an island in Bora Bora while the rest of the world is disintegrating? He'll be sunbathing and drinking pina coladas. Why make him go into a cramped, animal-filled, garbage-filled teva? He explains that this was mida k'neged mida. Noach had kept to himself instead of teaching and inspiring and sharing with his community, and likewise, his punishment was utter, uncomfortable isolation from humanity, closed off in a floating prison. The Aushef points out that this is what the Pasuk means when it says, Asei lecha teva, make for yourself a teva. A teva that will not only save you physically, but also remind you that you sinned greatly spiritually. This, says Rabbi Yonason Eibschitz, is what the Torah means when it says, Eile, told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik. These are the outcomes of Noach. Noach was a righteous man. Meaning to say, that's it. That's all he has to show for himself. No Talmidim, no Gerim, no students, no inspired neighbors, no enlightened college kids, no enthused at-risk teens, no leading groups in shul, no running a camp in the summer. He lived, he was righteous, he died. The lesson is obvious. By ignoring our neighbors, or by being lackadaisical in our outreach, or harboring dismissive attitudes towards unaffiliated people, we not only cause them to lose out, we lose out ourselves. We demonstrate that we are only on the level of Noach and not that of Avram. The parsha serves as a reminder that life is short. We can either live it in our cocoons, or we can live life on fire, spreading Hashem's goodness wherever our life path takes us.